Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your escaping couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, March 13th, 2017.
And this is episode 216. What is going on, babe?
Nothing much.
We're like 2 days from your birthday.
Yeah.
You're like, God.
No, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
In a way.
It is good. I say it is good.
Though?
It is. So
I will be 38.
Renee is going to be 38.
I'm not feeling great about that.
You should.
I mean, starting with last year, it's good that I don't look it. Sounds kind of vain, but everybody always tells me that, so.
You're right.
I'm assuming it's true. But,
but what? You don't know?
I don't feel like I'm.
Well, that's good. Do you feel like you're older? Do you feel like you're older than 38?
No.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So, I want to take a quick moment and say what's up to everyone in the Valen Tavern. What is up, everybody? So everyone that I'm seeing in the Valen Tavern right now, we have Moo Hogan.
Hey, Morgan.
When we have Udella.
Udella.
Yes, and we have Zobby.
Hi, Zobby.
And the O'Coins are here.
Hi, O'Coin and O'Coin.
O'Coin family.
O'Coin
family.
That's such a cool name. O'Coin.
I know. And what's going on, Miss Ashley?
Hey, Ashley. New friend, Ashley.
Yeah. Renee was so excited when she got your friend request.
Look.
I was like, Ashley's cool. She's like, cool chick. To be warhammering with us and stuff like that. And, you know, she's smart, too. She is. So, and JK. How could I forget JK?
You forget everyone.
I don't forget everyone. It's just like, JK's like, he's always here, which is good.
I mean, I don't make a fuss over my birthday.
You don't?
It's just a day.
Except it's just a day?
I used to make a fuss over it.
I remember the one time you were like really upset
about my birthday, and I
yeah,
I
you were like
anybody.
you didn't want to celebrate it.
I didn't want to.
It was just.
I'm fine now. It is what it is at this point.
And I was like, dang.
I was really that was last year.
No, that wasn't last year.
It wasn't last year.
No, it wasn't. You had the girls by then, so it was the year. It was like 20. We weren't in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we weren't in the house yet.
Jeez.
I just remember because you were like, you know, I was like, damn, okay. You just, I don't know, man. It tripped me out a little bit. Like, I didn't know what to do.
Like, do I really want to marry this woman? She's just weird.
Yeah,
not one to celebrate her birthday.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So daylight savings time happened this past weekend.
It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad.
I barely noticed it.
Yeah, I barely noticed it, even though I got like 2 hours, 2 hours of sleep because I was Ubering.
Jay went out and Ubered.
So what? Do we start by my Uber? You see, you have my Uber stuff right here.
Well, yeah. I guess we can go with the.
We can either go and trip. Or so.
Let's go in order. Let's go.
All right. So.
Because the trip bled into Uber. Maybe.
Yeah. So, this. Well, actually, let's talk about how I'm going to strangle Zoe right now.
I know, because it's short enough. I know it's people can hear.
Yeah. So, do you want me to go?
I'm going to go.
You want to go?
You can take the next round.
Okay. So, they are tripping, you know, because they're crazy. And it's like, look, kids, look, they can like, they can read their books. They could chill out. But no, they want to, Zoe wants to get up. She wants to take her, I'll tell her hi if I have to go in there. Zoe wants to take her training pants off. You know, they're potty trained, but they're not night trained. So they like taking their panties off, their training pants off. But to be fair, Zoe has pooped in the potty and just didn't put her training pant back on. Or they'll pee. So, and Renee's coming. Did they leave their clothes on this time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But yeah. And next time we go back, we got to make sure we tell Zoe hi from Udella.
Okay.
Okay. And then, yeah. Then I'm going to say, now get into bed. Yeah. So, I know everyone likes fresh air because today, Maya decided not to wear bottoms all day. So, she had no pants.
Yep.
So, it was like, what? You remember, what do we have in TV? Was it, what was our, this is our throwback to our old guild, Shanna and Danny. What's the name of that guild? I can't remember. It wasn't the Victorious Renegades. Was it? No. It wasn't the Victorious Renegades. That was the other one. Mm. Or was it Victorious Renegades?
Mm, I thought it was.
But we had no pants Sundays. You remember that?
I do remember no pants Sundays.
No pants Sundays.
It was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun.
That was back before kids when everything was so simple and...
Yeah, that's where
easy breezy.
That's where the O'Coins and Renee and I, we all met and were friends. And
it seems like ages ago.
That was ages ago. That was. What's up, Diddy? Diddy just showed up. What's going on,
Diddy,
man?
Diddy.
That was like 2006,
because WAC came out in 2005.
So okay.
I joined the year after.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So, Maya was being free today. So,
Air.
Yeah. So, on Tuesday, Renee got her game, Hero Zero Down.
I did.
Hero Dawn. I do that every time. Hero. Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn.
I was like, that sounds so weird.
Hero Zero Dawn. Bar.
Yeah. And I didn't get to play that much. I like having Jay watch me play, but there's some stuff I can do without him, so I'm gonna do that soon. But
well, you can catch me up too. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, especially if I'm out Ubering. So
I noticed that I'm getting better at it.
You are.
I sucked really bad at first. Now, I mean, for those of you all who don't know, I am not a good gamer at all. But I do it because it's fun. Yeah, I play games on easy mode. You know why? Because I like the story. If a game has no story, I don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like little army, like, what, Call of Duty and all that stuff. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so, I know that there's a story in there, but it's not that deep.
It was 2005.
2005 we met? Oh, wow.
That is crazy.
Oh, wow. So, wow. Did WoW come out in 2005?
No, 2004.
Oh, okay. That would explain it.
Wow. Okay.
Well, all right.
That's nuts.
2005.
You know what's funny? It adds
12
like,
years.
It adds like a few more years to Halloween.
To how long we know each other?
I thought it was a lot shorter than that.
We're terrible. We can't even keep it straight.
Oh, well.
But, oh, yeah. So, the game is fun. There's a lot more stealth than I thought there'd be.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably am using my bow and arrow too much. And Jay was like, look, you're going to have to start, you know, getting materials for that. You could be using your bow and arrow. And I was like, oh, yeah. I kind of need materials for that. So, let me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know because I haven't.
I do, but.
I hadn't played.
They aren't too hard to come across yet.
Okay.
So in,
I mean, you haven't made it to the.
I mean, made it to the
you haven't made it to Meridian because everybody keeps talking about Meridian.
Oh no!
So I think that's like some major part.
Okay, well,
I think, you know, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I just keep hearing everybody say, "Well, I got to level 28 and I finally made it to a Meridian because they were out scouting
yeah,
and everything."
Like main city or something.
Yeah, somebody, and then like some people like, well, I got there at level 14, you know.
Oh, being but, all, okay.
Well, so, I mean, but, I mean, people that get there that far probably be doing stuff to skill up, doing all the stealth kills right. and all that other stuff. You know, I'm not sure how the XP system is. I just know you get stealth kills and animal and machine kills.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you get XP for other stuff like gathering, making stuff and everything else.
You know what? I can't remember.
But yeah, so.
But I like it, and it has a female protagonist. So.
Right, and so also so last week we had a vendor in town from Blackberry, and I had some long days on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we were working really hard, and the cool thing is that Renee said she wanted to have some time away from me. Not from me. That was in January. I'm sorry.
It makes it sound like I don't want to be with you.
That was in January. My
Stop
bad.
Saying things like that.
That was in January.
People are gonna think that I don't like to be near you.
But that was in January.
It was okay. Yes, I remember.
But yeah, female protagonist. That's why I bought her the game because Renee she wanted Uncharted, but I figured she would rather have fun.
Yeah,
you would have more fun. Playing a female protagonist, then
I'll play Uncharted too.
Yeah, Uncharted isn't going anywhere. It's like one of those. Not saying that Horizon Dawn is going anywhere, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I have heard people they don't like the face animation so much. They feel I don't know. They don't sync up very well. You're like, I don't care if they tell a good story. I don't care what the deal.
Right,
is.
Right, right. I mean, so. I think at some point people just get really picky. I mean, they're there to critique the game. Okay, could they have done it better? Yes. You know, but if it's stuff like that you can get past and if it's the story's great, I mean, you can have amazing face animations and the story be shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that, you know, that's a couple of ways of thinking about it. So if that's your biggest beef, then, you know, it's got to be doing pretty well. So with that being said, Renee and I want to spend a week, just kind of spend some time away. So this is around her birthday time and, Renee's mom and dad graciously were like, you know what? We'll keep the girls for you if you guys want to go away. So
and we were like, yeah.
We was like, yes.
I used to not jump at those chances. Now I am all over.
But
it.
Yeah, so we were going to leave Friday morning to go to Cincinnati/Westchester, which is right next to IKEA. But then we were kind of like, man, it'd be kind of cool if we could leave Thursday sometime after work and go up there, have a night, have two nights up there, mm-hmm. and kind of like 3 days, what, 2 nights and 2 days, because we got there on right. Thursday night. So she said yes. So we left Thursday night about 6:30,
mm-hmm.
and then 6:30, 7 o'clock, after we had dropped the girls off that evening with mom and dad, and we drove to Cincinnati. Well, Westchester. So that was a 90-minute drive. We got there at 8:30. We got checked into the Homewood Suites, which that hotel is amazing.
Oh my gosh. I felt like I was in a fancy hotel. Okay. Me, I am not that hard to please. And my version of fancy.
I mean, come on, look
like
at me.
Your all's version of fancy. Shut up.
Okay.
My version of fancy is probably not like normal people's version of fancy. I mean, they had a swan made out of towels just sitting there waiting for us. And it was a suite, so it had like a stove, and it had the full refrigerator, and they had flatware, it was just really, really nice, and I felt really pampered.
Yeah, so we got there, and we were like, okay, where are we going to eat? You know, it was like, okay, we pull up, and we're driving in, and as soon as we pull into the hotel, we see a Uno's. I'm like, oh my God.
We about to lose our crap.
There's an Uno's right next to the hotel. I about to lose my crap. Renee almost lost the crap. So there was Smokey Bones and Uno's. Renee was like, oh, you always wanted to go Smokey Bones. I was like, I was like, we have a Smokey Bones in Louisville. Let's go to Uno's. And plus, it's right next to the hotel. We can walk there because we're going to drink tonight.
We haven't been to Uno's in forever.
We haven't been to Uno's in like 7 years.
One of my favorite places.
So I guess that does make sense because 7 years. Yeah, that makes sense now. We've known each other for a long time. So we go to Uno's. We order drinks. Renee gets a Midori Sour.
Oh, it was so good. Like, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
It was so good.
And we get there. It was like 9:15 or so.
Yeah.
9:30 maybe.
Right. And they closed
at 10 and we didn't. I really didn't look at the clock. It was 9.
No, it was 9. Because I was like, it's all
right. Right.
We're not there.
So we got there. And they got a Midori Sour. I got my bourbon. I think they had Knob Creek or Russell Reserves. It was one of those. Mm-hmm. And brought out our drinks and we ordered appetizers. Renee, what'd you get?
I just call it mashed potato pizza.
Potato skins is what it's called.
Potato skins.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a potato skin pizza?
Right.
Oh, anyway. Basically, it's a deep dish pizza crust with mashed potatoes and bacon and cheese on it. And it's one of my favorites. And mm-hmm. it's so good. And it didn't disappoint. And I was like, oh, I've missed this so much. And we also got some nachos.
And we got some nachos. And then
which were really good.
Yeah, the nachos were really good. Nachos. And then as we're eating that, we got a second round of drinks.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm drinking tonight.
Yeah.
Because we hardly ever both get to drink.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. So it was really nice. And then we ordered. You got a flatbread pizza.
Yeah.
Right?
I did.
And what did I... Oh, we got the flatbread pizza and the deep dish buffalo...
Buffalo. No, no. It was
deep
the,
fried buffalo mac and cheese.
No. It wasn't deep fried buffalo.
Oh.
It was just buffalo mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Deep dish buffalo mac and cheese.
Okay. So it's deep dish mac and cheese with buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken.
Yeah. So, I was hoping there was buffalo sauce
Wasn't. Oh, my God.
That would have been
We should have asked for that. We probably could have got some.
Can you mix a little buffalo sauce in?
Yeah.
That would be
good. Yeah, it can't be nacho cheese. That's nacho cheese. That's my nacho cheese. Nacho cheese.
But it was awesome. And we had a third round.
Had a third round because I was joking you. Because I was already on my second bourbon. And
are you sure you just had two?
I'm sure I had two.
Okay.
That's what the receipt said so, unless she gave me a drink, unless which I doubt she gave me a drink. But Renee was on her third drink, and man, we were feeling it by then. So, you know, which was funny. We racked up a pretty good sized bill.
We did, but we knew we were going.
Yeah, and we didn't care. I
went in there with eyes wide open. I
wanted to take her out and pay for some drinks. And
we hardly ever get to let go. And I don't even care what the bill is and just do what
we
want.
Yeah, I usually, because like when Renee, like when you normally go out, I usually send you out with like $30 or $40 and say, here, when you for girls.
Because
have a round of drinks on me.
Because Jay knows I'm cheap and I'll just...
You know what I'm saying?
I like get like an appetizer
want some water.
For a meal.
I want
that's it.
Appetizer in the water. And I'm like, here's $40. Have fun and eat some food. And then you can kind of, you know, go around that route. So,
yeah.
And then, you know, I have to make sure that when I'm out, you know, I can't drink too much because I don't want to get too wild. But I will say when Renee is around, I do tend to let loose more because I know you'll reel me in.
Yeah,
so.
I have to reel him in. But you were okay.
Yeah.
You weren't like, you didn't say anything near inappropriate.
No, I didn't. But I was messing with you though. But then, so we walked from Uno's back.
Uh-huh.
And we were
right
like.
Next door, so.
Yeah, it was right next door. The only challenge was that there was an unlevel that we had walked up. And then Renee and I were like, we're going to have to go up the level part. You know,
and it wasn't like, I mean, the part that wasn't level was further away from us, but we were making a big deal over it because, you know, drunk people.
Yeah, yeah. So we got in the hotel room and we hung out for the rest of the night. And yeah.
Hung out. Those of y'all who didn't see my video, those were air quotes in there.
Yeah, so we hung out for the rest of the night and then went to bed.
Late.
And then the thing with Home and Suites is that they have a full breakfast in the morning. And that's kind of why we want to have two nights there, because we want the free breakfast.
We're just old. Like, hearing that, I'm just old.
And so we didn't go to bed early that night, did we? No, we didn't go to bed early either night. Yeah, we didn't go to bed early that night. But we'll talk about Friday. So we woke up Friday, had breakfast, and then we were looking. We was like, you know what? We're gonna go see Logan.
Yeah.
And so we woke up, had breakfast, 10 o'clock, 10:15 showing of Logan.
Perfect. $12 for both of us.
So it wasn't $12.
$10.
It was like $10 for both of us to go.
It was great.
At the AMC, nonetheless, like one of those 50 people size theater with the big old recliners. It was amazing.
I was like,
so we went to go see, Logan. So what were your thoughts about Logan?
The best comic book movie thus far.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty big claim. It took the crown from Deadpool, which was my previous best superhero movie. It was like what you expected Logan to be. It was very real, very graphic, because comics are freaking graphic, at least in that story, that particular kind of old man Logan kind of thing. And I liked it a lot. They didn't have to worry about, well, I don't want to spoil it. But it was really good.
I'm not going to
say anything else, but
Would you see it again? Really? I'll see it again.
But did you let him?
Yeah, I let him out.
Oh, okay. I do say this. I'm good at separating people in different roles. Like, if they're one role, I can separate easily. Jay tends to not. This time, I had a problem. I couldn't resolve in my mind that Wolverine is also Jean Valjean.
Right.
And I just expected him, like, turn around, sneak it, claws out, and, like, break into, like, this big operetta type song. It's hard for me to separate Wolverine and Jean Valjean. So, I'm like, why is he just using his claws to kill everything? He has such talent. He could be singing right now.
Oh, he'd be singing, like, I'll murder you.
Yeah, he could be singing while he's doing the murdering.
Right.
Awesome. But anyway, it was a great movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. So I wanted to see Get Out also, but I'm going to have to wait. I may try to see that this weekend. I don't know if you want to see it or not.
But
I want to see Get Out because, I want to support the director and writer and stuff like that. But I just want to see Get Out because just remind me, I just want to see it.
Did we talk about The Get Down or was that?
We also watched The Get Down Thursday night. So we did watch The Get Down, the first episode, and it was pretty good.
It was good. It was more poetic.
Yes, it was very poetic. It was very poetic. Yeah.
So it was good.
So we did Netflix also.
We did Netflix and chill. Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. So, and what else? And then when we left from Logan, we went to this place called Jungle Gems. And Jungle Gems is this international market. It's a big place. They have like foods from all over the world. And we went there and we went to the Renee has been watching the Great British Baking Show.
Yeah, I'll talk about that later.
And so she wanted to go to the Great Britain section. So we went there and we got some delicacies. We got some digestives.
It sounds weird to those of you who never heard of it. Digestives is a weird name, but they're really good.
Yeah.
So
So we got some of those. What else did we get?
And we went overboard as we tend to do. Went to the bake. We got some chocolate.
Well, we got some chocolate.
And then we went to the bakery.
And we got some of those pretzels.
Four kinds of pretzels.
Oh my God. They are so good and so soft. And oh.
Four kinds of pretzels, though.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Right. You can tell them what else we got. I'm going to go tell Zoe hi from Udell.
Okay. You go to, oh, that girl. Then we went, like, I almost got some cake, like some like fudge spoon cake. And there was like a hot fudge chocolate cake. And oh, dude, I was so close, but Jay steered me away. Thankfully, he's awesome like that. But one thing I did see that was awesome, clearly Canadian. Clearly freaking Canadian. I was like, oh my God. That definitely reminded me of my childhood. So I got a raspberry one, and I got the, what was the other one I got? I can't even remember. But man, we got the chocolate covered, and we also got the caramel filled. The caramel filled was good. It was good too. So. Of course we've been having a sweet tooth, obviously. But you know, I'm into like the chocolates that have like bits of cookie in them and stuff like that. Like, so good. But yeah, we were pretty much down the digester. They're all gone.
I got some caramel left.
Ooh.
I have caramel.
So my clearly. Oh, and Crippo. So those of y'all who don't know, that's a regional chip company. But they originated in Cincinnati. So of course they're gonna be everywhere. But they have a whole wall of Crippo's products. Popcorn, pork rinds, all these flavors. All we have down here is regular Crippos, which are amazing. And you can buy the Crippo seasoning. Oh my gosh. It's so good on fries. But anyway, those of you who haven't had it, I should probably send you all a bag because they're amazing. Crippos in Evansville. Whoop, whoop.
Nice.
So then after we bought too much stuff.
Yep, from there. we had, oh, I got some antipasta.
Oh, yeah.
The spicy antipasta. Oh, it's so good. Then we left there and went to IKEA. And then a lot of people don't like going to IKEA because they're like, we don't know how to get around. Once they have you in there, you can't get out. Having kids kind of make you figure that out, you know?
Ruins IKEA.
So basically, we go upstairs and we take a quick left, and that takes us to the kids area. And then we can kind of navigate our way to the bookcases because we need to get a bookcase for the girls. Mm-hmm. And then while we were there, I wasn't planning on getting a bookcase, but then I found one that would work great in the guest room.
Right.
That would take up less space, make the current bookcases that I had stacked in there safer because it wasn't safe.
It was not safe. It wasn't.
And I noticed that as I was pulling things off and how easy it was moving. I was like.
And the girls could have just, you know. Yeah. Kind of just grab it.
You know, so we got the bookcases. And then we also just got some meatballs and.
Yeah, they have such great meatballs.
Meatballs and. What else we get? We got something else.
Oh, soup.
Oh, soup. Yeah.
We ate lightly, which we should do more often.
Yeah, like we both ate for like $7.
Yeah. It's like, I get
that was total.
Yeah, I get the whole meal of meatballs, but I realize all I care about is the meatballs.
Yeah, so we got like
a side of meatballs for like a dollar.
So we got like 12 meatballs and 2 cups of soup. And because we're in the IKEA family, we got free drinks, which they have a espresso machine now. Ooh. I said espresso.
Espresso. Extra espresso.
Extra, extra, extra. Extra espresso.
So it was nice just chilling, not having a rush.
So we chilled there, and then instead of rushing through the marketplace, we got to walk through the whole marketplace. We got some measuring cups and other knickknacks, and then we picked up our bookcases. And then we left from there It was like 4:30. Got back to the hotel. It was like
mother effing nap.
We took a nap.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It was like four. It was almost 5 o'clock.
Now, to be fair, I do get to take way more naps when the girls go to sleep.
Yeah.
I take a nap usually, so it's not like I don't get naps ever. But this was nice because I didn't have to worry about them waking up.
Yeah.
I had a nap on my own terms.
Yeah.
It was great.
So we took like a 2-hour nap. So we woke up like 6:30, 7 o'clock, which was hilarious. And then we were like, huh, I guess we should get some food.
Yeah, I guess we should eat something.
And we was like, we don't want to leave the hotel.
Yeah, like, I was planning on going to Smokey Bones.
Right.
But then I was like, oh, this bed is feeling so good.
Yep.
And I really don't want to have to leave.
And I had turned the TV on, and I turned it to BBC America, and they were showing the original Star Trek.
Oh, my gosh. And that is something else.
And we were like, you know what? And the funny part was they were showing The Trouble with Tribbles.
Yes, which is a classic episode.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. You know what? We're staying in the hotel. So I ordered some wings from BW3's, which was right next to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked over there, got our wings, came back. We ate our leftovers from Uno's. We had some wings. I ate my antipasta.
It was one of those chill out, pig out nights. It was great.
So we were watching the original Star Trek. Renee was reading her books. I was playing games on my iPhone.
So damn relaxed.
And then just dozing off and on. And apparently I fell asleep like at 10 o'clock or something.
Yeah, but he was so cute sleeping. He was so tired that I just let him go on to sleep.
And then I woke up at 1:45 and you were still up.
Yeah.
I went to bed around 1. You just get ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
And you were so sweet. You went and got my water for me, put in my CPAP machine.
So that way you wouldn't have to get up.
Because I was like, oh, I don't feel like getting up.
I'm just the sweetest, let me tell you.
You are. Then we talked before. I wasn't that tired because we ended up having a conversation. A philosophical conversation.
What are we talking about?
A philosophical conversation.
We talked very deeply. It was a real deep conversation.
Yeah. So, and here's the other kicker with Homewood Suites. On Saturdays, on the weekends, their checkout time is noon.
Seriously. Most checkout times are like 10 or 11.
They're like 10 o'clock. Get up and out.
Yeah. But it's like noon. You can just lay around for a few more hours.
So we laid around for like an hour more. Then we went down and ate. Then we're like, you know what? We probably should go back home. And you actually said you were missing the girls a little bit.
Yeah, I was missing them a little bit. And I was like, I've gotten what I needed from this trip.
And Renee was like, oh, I didn't know I needed this.
I really didn't know I needed it that bad.
I didn't know I needed this. And I was like, Renee, you went to Charleston in January.
I still needed this, damn it. Just like I went to Charleston in January, I needed time with you.
This time.
Yes, and eventually I'm going to need time without you. This is not a secret.
But I just wanted to let you know, I think I found out in June, I'm hoping I can do this. There's a Nashville Game Con called NashCon.
Yeah, we already talked about this.
And I know. I'm saying it for everybody else. I'm telling everybody that's listening.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to be able to go to that. But Renee will be going as well. You know,
not to NashCon, but to Nashville.
NashCon, but she'll get to... Her and Zabi get to hang out with the girls, and Clark and I get to go roll some dice. Is that Toby?
No, it's me.
Oh, okay. So I got back Saturday and looked at my Uber group and everything else, and there was the St. Patrick's Day parade that was happening last Saturday. What is past Saturday?
I don't know why they had a St. Patrick's Day parade last Saturday.
I don't know. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go Ubering. Everybody was like, oh, this is a big day. Go ahead and get out and make some money and everything else. So spent a little time with the girls and everything else. So I headed out about 6 o'clock. And then it was pretty good. It was a pretty good time. I got offered a blowjob.
Yes.
I got.
He told me I cracked up laughing. I think a lot of women probably wouldn't laugh, but
yeah,
it was hilarious.
So
they're I'm sorry. Some women are a little uptight. I'm sorry. I'm just saying it.
So
it's like I love Jay. He ain't going nowhere. So
and
I ain't either.
So I had on my St. Patrick's Day hat. I went and got a St. Patrick's Day hat. See, Zabi, she cheered for me. She said, woohoo.
No, that's awesome. No,
she said, woohoo, because we're coming down.
It could be woohoo because you're offered a blowjob. That means somebody thinks.
I don't know, Ashley. That, Ashley is the same one for Brandon. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about any of our Uber experiences yet. But I mean, I really enjoy Ubering a lot. I mean, I just get to meet a lot of people and stuff like that. And I also told Renee, I feel like I'm a superhero a little bit because I feel like I'm saving lives. And I'm just so glad that people do call cabs or Ubers and stuff like that when they've been drinking too much.
I wish they had Uber when I was younger.
Yeah. I mean, because many people.
They didn't even have. They
yeah.
Had iPhone.
So so many people get in the car and they're like, yeah, I would drive for Uber, but I have 2 DUIs because they were driving while they're under influence and stuff.
Right.
And I just think about like all the lives that are being saved from that. And then, you know, making a little money on the side is pretty doggone nice, you know.
Yeah.
There was one ride that I had that I was kind of worried for the lady because she had just met these two guys. Mm-hmm. They were going to the bar, and her friends kept calling her while on the way, and they were like, "Come home, come home." And she always got the phone. I'm tired of people telling me what to do. I'm okay. And come to find out, she had just met these dudes at the parade.
Yeah, that can be dangerous.
She was already tipsy.
Fine.
And then all I could do was I just looked at her. And I said her name. I was like, are you sure you don't want me to take you home? And, you know, and they also offered me to come hang with them at the bar.
Right.
You know, come hang with us and stuff like that. And
did that make you feel a little better or no?
I wanted to hang with them just to make sure she was going to be okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was kind of like, you know, I had another ride to go to. And
you can't be superhero for
I can't.
Everyone.
I know I can't. And I think I'm getting to the point where I'm wondering if I need to do some sort of like dash cam or something like that.
Ooh, to record.
Yeah. But I don't, ooh. I mean, you know, but anyway, you know.
I see what you're saying.
Talk
to your Uber group about that. See,
yeah.
See if they do that. I'm curious if any of them do that.
So this coming weekend is going to be very, very.
It's going to be nuts.
Very interesting.
And I know that Jay's gonna be out there making the moolah.
Yeah, so it's gonna be very interesting this coming weekend because St. Patrick's Day is actually on Friday, if I'm thinking correctly.
Okay. It falling on a weekend is just gonna make it just that more wild. So, but Uber turned out to be a way cooler thing than I thought it'd be, and I wish we had taken Uber more.
Yeah.
We could have been out drinking more as a couple.
Yeah, definitely. Ooh. So we took it easy on Sunday. I played some Blood Bowl on Sunday. Gork and Mork University won their game.
That's right. And who was MVP?
Renee was Blood Illustrated MVP as well as Frisco's. I don't know how he. No, not Frisco's. It was. Was it Sully? Somebody, but they didn't level up. No one leveled up. So, which is fine. So, but Frisco, Aura scored a touchdown. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So, that was my weekend. And what else did you want to talk about, babe?
Let's see. I have, been reading. I finished my Joe Vampire series. All done. It was good. It was better than I thought it would be. It has that sarcastic kind of humor I like. So if you like to hear about a real world vampire just trying to live his life, Joe Vampire is pretty good. And then I started The Dark Tower 3, the third book. And it feels like it's getting better and better. Like the first book was all right. Second book was good. Now it's like, whoa, this is pretty cool. And I have to buy the fourth one. I thought I had the fourth one, but I don't. But I'm really enjoying it. I'm about halfway through, I think. So, and it is nice to see things coming together. And then I've also been Netflixing. Let's see. I have been, since the last time we talked, I have finished Where the Call the Heart, that Hallmark type series. Finished that. Started and finished Voltron, which was good. It was good. It was funny. It had its moments, and it was really good. And so now I am currently watching and almost finished with, The Great British Baking Show. It's so soothing. It's like climbing into a bed with a nice warm duvet. And we don't even use that word in this household, but that's what it makes me say when I'm watching the British Baking Show. And everything they make seems so fancy. Like, it's like, but it's not fancy. It's just like regular stuff they have for the most part. They use like cardamom and star anise, which is really funny because I hear those spices on one of my Facebook games because they use like exotic spices to make certain things. And right. I hear that. I'm like, oh my God, that's a real thing. They're using star anise. But so I'm enjoying that. Are you watching anything new? I don't know if you are.
I've been watching the Santa Clara Diet.
Oh, Santa Clarita. And yeah. Did you say it was a good one?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah. You know, I can't complain too much.
And but yeah, I'm still in hot and heavy into my Facebook games. It's pretty cool.
Yep. Cool.
And that's all I've been doing.
So yeah.
Valentine's pretty boring over here.
But yeah, that's almost what our weekend's been. Nothing too exciting. We know Miss Zobby had a birthday this past week.
Woohoo!
And Renee has a birthday coming up.
Yeah, apparently.
On I
mean, it's all right. I don't want people to think I'm like Scrooge McDuck about my birthday.
Oh, you're Scrooge McDuck your birthday. Oh yeah. You're like,
I don't think so. It's not that bad.
You're like, screw all this stuff.
I'm hungry.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I wish I had some like Taco Bell. No, I'm not gonna go get it. But
you do have your nacho cheese.
I do, and pretzels.
And pretzels.
I do.
And I would say that cheese was pretty damn good.
Oh, did you try it?
Oh hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I did.
I used to think pretzels and cheese were stupid when I was younger.
Pretzels and cheese.
What is wrong with
me? Amazing.
They are.
So
I missed out.
But yeah, so thanks everyone for joining.
Yep, it was a shorter show today. Woohoo! It was actually a short show.
Yeah, and it was kind of kicking it. Just kind of kicking, even with little children being little assholes.
Yeah.
So
apparently, you going and did it. You going in?
No. Babe, we went in like 4 or 5 times. So I went there. No, we can thank you, Della. Because I went there. I said, Zoe, get in the bed. You, Della, says hi. And she says, stay in the bed. I lied a little bit.
Oh.
So.
I learned that's what parents do.
So I lied a little bit.
They lie to their kids. It's, I don't know. It's just a thing.
Yeah. So
I look forward to lying. Sorry, even though I said I wasn't going to.
So Udella, if Zoe asked you, did you tell her to get in the bed? I need for you to say yes. Okay. Don't let her know I lied.
You gonna have her lie for you.
That's what parents do.
That's what parents do.
Parents, we gotta stick together with these children. That's what the kids do.
The kids do stick together.
They do stick together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. What else we got going? You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. Podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast as well.
And the Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. Video of this and previous episodes can be viewed at youtube.com/valentinecast. If you want to tweet Jay, his Twitter is thecowboy, thecaoboi, and my Twitter is theiceflow.
Yeah, I think I have an email here.
Oh, No, we don't.
Yeah, I checked it the other day. Just
I never check it
because I was like,
we're so casual now.
I need to see what's going on.
Do you ever think we'll be hardcore podcasters again?
Were we ever?
Yeah.
You said again. Like, what made us hardcore last time?
Like, we were like doing it every week. We had like the try this, and we would go get something new, and we were just like all out. We were doing our Netflix segments and everything basically before kids.
Okay. Well, he didn't reply back, so he had a question, but you know. Anyway, everyone, have a great week, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. That will be on the 27th, yep. Right?
See you all later.
Bye now.
Bye.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.